We are back with the Junior NBA Coaches Corner podcast today, talking about the impact the Junior NBA Court of Leaders has on youth basketball.
Here to help us dive in are a few council members themselves, Quentin Webb, Kendall Dudley, and Jaden Donovan.
Welcome to the Junior NBA Coaches Corner. Here are your hosts, Dallin Cuff and Monica McNutt.
What's up, folks? Welcome back to the Junior NBA Coaches Corner podcast alongside Monica Nutt. I'm Dallin Cuff. Really cool episode we have today. We are chatting with three people from the Court of Leaders from the Junior NBA, and Quentin Webb, who's now a freshman at New Mexico, Kendall Dudley, who is a stud high school player, and Jaden Donovan, all another stud high school player, and she's heading to Duke, already committed. And before we get into this, Mon, I rarely do this, but we're going to do the full-on, because he asked the question, what is the Youth Court of Leaders?
Oh, yes, please. Let's set it up.
I'm going to be the company guy. We're going to read it. We're going to read it here. All right. We'll make sure we get
it.
Our youth leadership council comprised of 18, 15 to 16 year old basketball players from across the U.S. The Junior NBA Court of Leaders aims to empower promising young men and women by providing resources to further develop as leaders and a platform to amplify their voices within their communities and across the youth basketball landscape. They participate in personal development programming focused on topics including leadership, decision-making, mental wellness, civic engagement, and convene monthly for webinars and workshops featuring guest speakers to broaden their understanding of issues related to social justice, gender equality, and career opportunities in the sports industry. Simply summed up, it is a dope program that helps you in life, helps you on the court, and gets these young people that are already raising their hands to want to be leaders to know how to be leaders in life. I think it's awesome.
It's incredible. And so when we got our description of the Court Leaders, I was like, wow, like that's so cool at the high school level. Not that I didn't have cool experiences in high school, but I don't think I had something that tied so many impactful things off the court directly to basketball, right? Like it was more, we're learning life lessons through basketball and not necessarily having these expansive conversations in tandem with. So this is incredible. I love that you and I pitched getting players on last year after we did our first season together, and here we are. And so I'm just excited to hear some young people today.
It's really cool. Yeah. And it's like there, and my dad used to always say, you know, if you respect the game, you commit to the game, it can take you to amazing places. And we both had fortunate experience with this, but this is even something different. Like when you're paired up as a program that's not necessarily related to school and you have access to the Junior NBA and the W and the NBA, and you're going to New York as a group, you're going to Atlanta as a group, you're experiencing all these different things, you're hearing these speakers. It's a lifetime impact thing. And I do think these young men and women, they get that, which is pretty cool. Cause a lot of us, and I put myself in us, when you're going through it and have special opportunities, experiences, you don't get it. You don't appreciate it at the time.
You definitely don't. And so I think, and we'll get into the pie here in a bit, but I think listening to them talk about the application in real time is just one of the more rewarding parts. Cause you're right. You're like, all right, cool. That's done. It's over. Instead of like really soaking it all up.
Yeah, they get it. And they drop some great perspective on us. All right, enough from us. Let's bring in the crew. What's up? Thank you so much for joining us, guys. Happy to have you on the Junior NBA Coaches Corner podcast. As part of this Court of Leaders, I kind of just want to start the conversation. And Quinn, maybe you go first, Kendall, and then Donovan, if you could follow, would be great. Is just kind of tell us why you wanted to be part of this group of leaders. Why it was important to you?
So for me, it was pretty cool just being a part of the Junior NBA at all. But when they hit us up and said that there was going to be a select few of people that they felt like were going to be valued off the court and on the court, I felt like I just couldn't turn it down. So I knew it was going to be not a one-time in a lifetime opportunity, but I knew it was going to be pretty slim. So I had to take it.
Yeah. And I think just like with this experience, it helps prepare you obviously for your life ahead of basketball, helps you network and just learn how to become a better person in general with like younger athletes and then for your own career.
Yeah. Similar to Kendall, I'd say that like, I think I started my freshman year or sophomore year and like be able to like show my leadership skills like at that young age was like something I really wanted to do. And like, I knew the Junior NBA could really help me with that. So.
Okay guys. So between undergrad and grad school, I spent a year in a school, and then part of my journey includes substitute teaching high school kids. So first of all, I'm going to need y'all to just pep up a little bit because we need a little more energy for the folks listening, right?
Like I should have let you start this, Mon. Cool. I don't know what I was doing. I should let you kick it off. That was bad look by me.
No, it's all good. I was actually really excited to talk to you guys about this, though. But okay, so all three of you obviously are terrific basketball players, and you gave great reasons in terms of why you joined this program. Was leadership something that you thought about before you joined the program, Kendall?
Not really, I guess. Like, I think when it came out, it was just like, I don't know, just a good opportunity to, you know, get myself into more things, meet more of the athletes that were in the junior NBA, because I only talked to people, okay, like, in my circle. So I think it was just, like, for me, just a great opportunity to get to know more people and know more people in the NBA and, you know, W and all that.
Quinn, what about you?
I'm not going to lie. I knew that they were preaching a lot about leadership, but I didn't know we're actually going to break it down, and I didn't think they're actually going to teach us how to be better leaders per se, but I feel like it's really helped me realize how valuable it is to be a good leader for teams to be successful. So,
outstanding. Jane, what you got?
Yeah, I also wasn't thinking that much about, you know, like the leadership role. But I think, you know, just like hearing, I guess when I initially heard it, I was like, oh, this is super cool. You know, like being a part of the Junior A again, you know, like another year because we had COVID and then, you know, like the free gear and stuff. But like to actually like have meetings and like actually learn, you know, new things, meet different people, and like, we've like learned like so many different things like outside of basketball, like so many like different jobs we could have, you know, so many different like how to network and things like that. So it's been a cool experience.
Well, but back to like, we don't need to raise our hands. Don't go in order. Just jump around. just pile on. You got something to say, just jump in. So Jaden, I want to stay with you though, because we've talked about leadership. Everybody's used the word in the last two questions and every answer. What is leadership to you? What does that mean to you in today's society, which I think is lacking leadership?
Right.
Definitely. I want to hear this.
Yeah, no, I'd say leadership to me is just like being your own person, kind of like doing things by example. I think many of the people or like the leaders I'd say in my life, I've guys kind of like seen them do things and like I'm like, okay, I kind of want to be like that, or like I want to do something like that. And they're like role models to me. So I say leadership is just like kind of like being in your own lane and kind of like just like doing things that you know are right without having to like, you know, say it or things like that. I mean, obviously leaders can be, you know, vocal as well. But I think to me, the leaders that I've like gravitated towards are definitely like leaders that lead by example.
Quinn.
For me, I would say being a leader could be different things. I would say for each group of people, you're going to have to lead them different. I would say I've had a lot of coaches that kind of have one coaching style, and they think that their one coaching style is the best coaching style for all different types of players, but it's not. The way you talk to me and get high performance out of me might not be the best out of my, you know what I'm saying, my teammates. So I would say being a leader is just sitting down with your group and figuring out a plan that's going to work the best to get you guys your end goal.
Wise beyond your years, Quentin. More leaders need to hear that. Kendall, what you got?
I mean, both of them probably hit on the dot, but just making sure like they make the effort to reach out to those people that need the help the most and, you know, are vocal and kind of lead by example, which other people were saying, but that ideal person that you would like to follow and be around.
Yeah. Listen, I'm so excited to talk to you guys. I think when we planned for this season, we wanted to hear from your generation. Obviously, we're talking to a lot of coaches, and I'm sure y'all know the stereotypes that are associated with you guys, right? Nobody's offended by that. But I'm listening to y'all, and y'all sound very thoughtful. I imagine that you don't get an opportunity like this if you already aren't working hard at your craft. So kind of how do you guys tell leaders like what you need? Quentin, how do you have that conversation that you just had with Down and I in terms of defining leadership with a coach? Like, is there a relationship there?
It's hard. It really is hard. Sometimes, like for me personally, I've always been a younger player on the team. And even when I was a senior, there was some juniors and sophomores who were the same age. So I feel like just in a way, not caring what other people are going to think about you in a way, but also being comfortable in uncomfortable situations and having that talk with your other players or with a coach and be like, hey, look, I respect you and I think what you're doing is cool, but let's see if there's another way to go about this to get a better result. Cause right now what we are doing might not be working. And if it is, then hey, I would say keep on going with that.
How has that been received, Quentin, though? Have you had to do that at this point?
I would say so for me, my senior year, it was a tough year, I'll be honest. Junior year, we had a very productive year. We won state in our region. Then the next year coming in, I had a lot bigger role. I was named team leader, team captain or whatever. And I'm not gonna lie, it was hard. And I wish I been through some more of our junior NBA talks, and that might have been like that might have prepared me more. Because for me, I was too worried about, oh, I don't want to hurt their feelings, or oh, like, let's see, maybe I could go a little bit nicer. Or we had a really good coach, Coach Kleckner. He's very well respected, but I'm like, you know what I'm saying? He's been there for however many years. I'm thinking, hey, he knows what's best. I'm just going to let him do what he does. And if it doesn't work, oh, well, I wish I kind of stepped up and outspoke, you know what I'm saying? Spoke out a little bit more, but you live, you learn. So.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting point. Quinn, you also made something, an interesting distinction that I think a lot of coaches, I mean, I played and graduated in 06, weren't even willing to admit that you can't treat everybody the same. That's actually counterproductive to treat everybody the same way, because nobody responds the same way to how you talk to them. But Jaden, you also kind of, you touched on something about, you know, not necessarily not caring people think, but their feelings. Like, you got to figure out like how people feel. And sometimes you got to push people beyond something. So as Quinn just said, he would kind of assess what he wanted to do better as a leader. Jaden, you first, and then Kendall, are there things that you looked at in a leadership position? You say like, I still need to work on my game to do X in terms of stuff to connect with people, to be a better leader.
Right. So I'd say, as Quinn was saying, like building the relationships with like the people you're trying to lead. I think for me, because I was in a leadership role also my past year, my junior year. And I think that for me, I was a little bit like, just like I like to be liked, and I don't like when people are like, kind of like, you know, being like, oh, Jaden, like, here she goes again, you know? So I think it was kind of weird because my AAU team, I was much more different. I think I kind of learned, especially in junior NBA, just like, you know, stuff needs to get done. We had a goal, like we wanted to win Nike Nationals, and, you know, unfortunately we did not win that. But like, I mean, we had like, we knew like what we had to do. And like, I think many people at times kind of just like, we weren't all on the same page. And, you know, sometimes I had to be like that. What word can I use? I guess jerk, you want to say. So be like, you know, be like, guys, like we need to stay focused. Like we need to do this. We got to do like put in extra work and stuff like that. So I think, you know, it takes time, and like, you know, it takes trust also. Cause I feel like if, you know, if people know that you're like coming from like a good place, and like, it's not like just like you being, you know, trying to be on the coach's good side and stuff like that, then like, you know, they respect you more as a leader, and it makes your leadership role a bit easier.
Jane, I'm gonna give you this phrase. You had to embrace conflict.
Yes, embrace conflict. I hate embracing conflict. But
fine. Sometimes we got to do it. Kendall, same question to you. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that, like, because I'm a coach's kid, so I think kind of that role of leading kind of has been, like, inscripted on me since, you know, since I was young. So with leading, I think it's kind of like a second nature. And I think sometimes I can be a little aggressive with it, and then sometimes I'm light with it. So I like played both sides, like Jaden knows, but I think I have like still have fun with it, but also I definitely will get in you.
It's funny. That's, there are times, hilarious. I remember there were guys like, there are certain dudes, like I've spent an inordinate amount of hours just in one of our players' rooms because I knew we needed him to win. He was 2 years younger. But you got to love him. The amount of, I was playing Madden and FIFA all day long. It wasn't the worst thing in the world, but like the amount of hours invested, we just thought we were kicking it, but I'm over here trying to make sure that he's on board, where there are certain guys on the team where you say, get your stuff together. And it kind of translates, but you got to, just as coaches, as Quinn was saying, as leaders, you got to do the same thing with your teammates to kind of put them in different places. Kendall, you just won the Billie Jean King Youth Leadership Award at the ESPYs. That's pretty dope. What was that like?
Yeah, it is.
Like the experience or just in like everything?
The whole thing. Like it's just wax poetic about it, because I'm just impressed.
I mean, you know, it was just amazing. I think just being under Billy's wing for a few days. We came down 2 days earlier, and you know, we had a one-on-one meeting with her, and you know, she's just a great person to be around. She's young at heart. She asks you questions. She's really involved in like the women's game and you know, everything. So, and just, we stayed in the hotels, all the celebrities, to just see everyone walk through the hallways and be able to talk to everyone was just probably the best part.
Don't be so coy. Who did you run into that you were like, oh, they're so excited?
No. I saw Lil Wayne on the red carpet. That was someone, yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, Lil Wayne. Who else did I see? Yeah, I saw, you know, you guys don't watch Abbott Elementary, but I saw this girl.
Girl, what? You watch it? Kidding me?
Okay. So I saw her. I saw like the short lady. I saw her.
Quinta Brunson.
Yes, I saw her. I don't know her name, but I knew her. I'm trying to think who else I saw. I saw Skylar Diggins out there, Draymond. But it was just like, you could just walk up to them and just, you know, talk to them. And they pretty down to earth, most of them, except Draymond, who was kind of Hollywood, but yeah.
Ooh, girl, you know, he got that podcast going straight to his head.
Yes.
It wasn't the multiple championships in the All NBAs. It's just the exactly. pod, definitely.
It's the podcast.
Yeah, the pod's got him.
But that's an interesting segue, though, Kendall, because all of you guys have had the opportunity to have mentors on the league side, in the NBA, and then, of course, the WNBA, respectively. Jaden, who was your mentor? What was that relationship like?
I said, well, my mentor is a rookie. So, Shakira Austin, she has...
Oh, I'm going to need you to put some respect on my sis' name, because wasn't busting people down the way she is, Shakira would have been rookie of the year.
No facts, no. But Shakira, we haven't talked much that much recently, but I know that, like, when I was coming up, especially, like, in my younger days, in, like, middle school and then, like, early high school, she definitely, like, you know, was just, like, motivating me and stuff like that. And, like, I also was able to play with her and when I was in middle school, when she was in high school at Riverdale Baptist, which was pretty cool, you know, playing against her. I mean, I was very nervous. So, like, I didn't take advantage that much. You know, I kind of, like, sat out a bit, just kind of watched her. But, like, being able to be on the same court as her and, like, you know, just, like, see her lead on the court, like, she is, like, very outgoing. And, like, you know, I think she's similar to Kendall, I'd say. Like, she's very outgoing and, like, you know, like, she's very nice, but at the same time, like, you know, she can definitely put you in your place. And I think, like, the whole team respects that. So I say that she's been a great mentor for me. And then, you know, it's also just, like, my coaches and stuff, you know, they've also, you know, obviously had leadership roles in my life. So.
Time out, Jaden. Where are you from? Like, where were you born and raised?
Up from Marlboro, Maryland.
Girl, I don't hear it on you. Like, I don't hear the really? PG. What's happening? Because I'm right out of Suitland. I didn't hear it.
Really? It's Sidwell.
Yes, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's definitely
I'm sorry, Quinn. Oh, Sidwell?
No, Sidwell. Sidwell kind of, you know, took my...
Got it. That makes sense. We talked to your coach. We love that. Okay, great. Quentin, let's swing it to you. Talk about mentors. Who's your mentor?
My mentor, I would say, like, obviously, you know, my mom and my dad, but I would say my trainer, Keith Howard. He's been my OG since, like, eighth grade, freshman year. He had my older cousins. He's known my uncles. So I would say just being with him, he was my trainer. So I'm with him 2 times a day, sometimes 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week. And this, he's a little bit older, but now you could tell he's doing a lot more on the mental side of the game, and not even just the game, but in life, how it carries over and just how to better yourself and just value what's important in life. And, you know, making sure that you're falling in love with the process and you're in love with the game and not what the game could bring you and just all that stuff. So I would say, you know what I'm saying, big shout out to Keith, the godfather. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I feel like it's actually my father.
Nice.
Very cool. Very cool. I will say, just in terms of being like the mentee-mentor relationships that are formalized, like through the program and stuff, you get out what you put in. Like, you got to, it requires a lot of the mentee to push the mentor. A lot of times mentor maybe tend to be, you know, busier, adult, family, life, whatever, then it relies on the mentee to kind of push yourself to make that relationship as much as you want. And I think some of you guys already mentioned networking, how important networking is right now, but in life, it's not necessarily always what you know, it's who you know can go far away. So this is huge to be plugged into different people. But individually, as you guys are going through your different stages in life, Quentin, you just got, you know, freshman year in New Mexico. What has that transition been like for you? And what if all has this, the Court of Leaders program kind of prepared you to make that big transition from high school to college?
I would say if, like, Jane and Kendall are going to be okay, because I didn't know they got their head on straight, they're locked in, they're focused. But I would say if you're not, it could be a rude awakening, just because now it's like, instead of just going to school and having basketball practice for 2 hours and, you know what I'm saying, you do whatever. Now it's like, for me today, I woke up like 6:45, had to work out at 7 to 8. Then it's like, I had to go to class from 9:30, 10:45. Then it's like, after this, I had to push back my workout because, you know, I value guys' time. So now I have to work out at 12 to like 1. Then it's like, coming after, get shots up maybe 6 to 7. But it's just like, you're at the level where now it's up to you. Like, they're going to push you because at the same time, they're a team and we're all one. But if you want to get to that next level, you really have to carry yourself and do more than, and go above and beyond, pretty much. So,
all right, so wise, Quentin.
He said, have your head on straight, too. I was like, I didn't have that. I was a complete disaster.
Man, what?
A complete train wreck.
Also, 15 minutes. I can't do anything in 15 minutes now. Like, could I have been ready for a workout in 15 minutes?
I mean, no. Look, it's me, my coach, and a manager who's going to rebound for me. it doesn't matter who else is there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody else is up. I don't got to impress nobody. You know what I'm saying? Put on whatever closest. The shoes are already at the gym. You just get rolling, you know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, okay. So, Jaden, for you, Duke is around the corner. Super exciting. Congratulations. But before I go to you, Jaden, Quinn, did you have, like, I always say you take yourself with you before you, wherever you go, right? So this work ethic is not something that you just developed at New Mexico State, right?
Nah, not at all, actually. So I would say when I committed and I saw the level that I was going to have to play at, I realized that I wasn't there, and I had to self-evaluate myself and realize, if you want to like get there and get playing time, you're going to have to step it up. And you can't, so I'm 17 still, so I can't do what everybody else is doing. I have to do a little bit more just because I'm a little behind just as far as years. So I would say just, that's one thing I got from my mentor, Keith Howard, is just how you do anything is how you do everything. And so you just got to keep on going at it. And just like I said, I want to take my basketball career to the next level. So I know I have to, you know, take my work ethic to the next level.
I love that. That's a good one. I'm going to write that down. Shout out to your mentor, Keith Howard. All right, Jaden. Duke is around the corner, girl.
Yep. Are
you excited? Also, you're going, hold on, time out. Because you're going to Duke women's basketball. You're also going to Kara Lawson, who at least once a week is dropping gems on the Twitter streets about how we all need to get our life together and just expect life to be difficult and embrace it.
Yes, exactly. See, embracing the conflict.
There it is.
No, but I'm definitely excited for Duke. I think one of the main reasons why I've chose it, and like when I tell people a lot, is just like the what it prepares me for life. Like, I think it also can help me be a great leader and also learn from great leaders. You know, Kara obviously is a GOAT, as we all know. But you know, just to be around it, like in that environment, and like be around the students there, you know, my teammates, and you know, just other coaches that are there. Like, I think that's a really good thing for me, because you know, as Quentin was saying, you know, keeping your head on track is something that I think, you know, we all here have, but like, you know, sometimes you can like steer away from it a little bit, but I think that Duke is like a great environment for me, you know, just to like be level-headed and, you know, do everything I need to do. So
last thing I want to ask you guys, in terms of just, we talked a lot about leadership as relates to on the court, and talk a lot of things basketball related, but things that blend between life and basketball. If you were telling other kids that are in junior NBA, or not necessarily selling the court of leaders, but in some regard, yes. Kendall, why would you tell somebody to join this program, not from a basketball standpoint, but from a life standpoint? If you could each answer, it'd be great.
Ooh, that's a big question. Well, I tell them first to obviously create new relationships. It helps you definitely become more vocal and just allows you to know your voice and be able to talk to other people without feeling nervous or afraid. And then also just for the new opportunities that it brings with it, I think, you know, obviously the examples of we went to New York and then we went to Atlanta, I think it's so many opportunities that you don't want to miss up on. And that's really the main reason too.
Jaden?
Yeah. Okay. So I'd say that, as Kendall was saying, like the networking is a really big piece, I think, of the junior NBA, but also I think it opens many people's eyes, especially for like us girls, you know, cause like we don't got it like the men, Quentin, like, you know, when you make it to the league, just remember me. Okay. But like, you know, we definitely need to network a little bit more. So, I think, you know, for us, I think I can speak for Kendall as well, that like we have learned a lot about like the people that we can meet outside of basketball, even through basketball, but like, you know, in different aspects, not like dealing with sports. So I think that is like a great piece, you know, just like opens your eyes a lot. So I'd say a big reason is just like, you know, to expand your vision a bit.
I would say like pretty much what they said, talking to our guy, Dre, who's part of the leadership council too. He was able to play professional basketball, but as you guys know, you can only play for so long. So once life after basketball comes, like, I feel like the junior may really set you up well, like they said, in networking and just getting people to lead you in the right direction as far as what you want to do with your career after basketball, or if you don't continue basketball, however. So it's been pretty cool. And like I said, we've just been blessed to go on different trips and learn more things that majority of kids our age don't. So
this is good stuff, y'all. And I appreciate how much you guys seem to appreciate the experience. Because like you said, Quentin, things happen and people don't even realize what's in front of them.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, unfortunately, the ball does stop bouncing at some point in time. Not net for you three. For us two, it definitely did. But you guys got a lot of great perspective for young people. I know we will be watching. Thank you for your time. Appreciate you, and good luck as you guys move forward with your season.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to join Monica and Dallin each week on the Junior NBA Coach's Corner. For more, go to juniornba.com or wherever your favorite podcasts are found.